Senator Carter says he was inspired by Georgians aiding each other during the storm, but was also critical of the state.
Georgians really stepped up to the plate. And then there was the state government's response. And everyone agrees that that was a failure of those same citizens.
Carter says there will be an investigation into the matter.
We don't gain anything today by me standing here in the midst of a political frenzy laying blame. It's just not helpful. What I can do today is talk about how we can get it better next time. And I know people don't want to hear that because this is the second time in 3 years.
But Carter left the door open to respond again after the internal review is complete. He also took indirect jabs at the governor.
The only way in Metro Atlanta going forward that we can have that unified command is to have the governor declare a state of emergency, initiate the response early.
But Deal Senate floor leader Charlie Bethel argued Alabama declared a state of emergency many hours before a similar one issued by Deal Tuesday afternoon.
And even with that declaration in place, had school children spending the night, two nights, in many schools in Alabama.
Bethel also defended the governor's response to reporters.
I think the governor did everything he could do given the information he was provided.
On Thursday, Georgia Emergency Management Agency head Charlie English took responsibility for not recommending Deal act sooner. Both Bethel and Carter declined to say whether English should be removed. Other Democrats called for the creation of a bipartisan commission to investigate the storm response and to improve it in the future. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capital.